Hello there, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asume, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry, Accra, Ghana. Once again, we give God the glory, we give God the adoration, we give God this honor, we exalt God for giving us this privilege. Whilst we are breathing on earth, we honor God for this opportunity to study under His feet. Wherever that you are, lay your hands upon your heart and let me pray with you. Father, we pray by divine authority in the name of above every better name. We pray that may your words be confirmed with signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be studying a sermon titled, The Seven Divine Mysteries of Supernatural Supplies. The Seven Divine Mysteries of Supernatural Supplies. We will turn the Bible with me to Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. You got to understand that we are in the year of supernatural supply. So everything that is connected to supernatural supply, the Lord has given me wisdom above my ears to teach you, to lecture you, for you to understand how to receive from the Lord. The mysteries of supernatural supply. You will turn the Bible with me to Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. And the disciple came and said unto him, who are we talking about? We are speaking about Christ Jesus. There was a dialogue between Jesus and his disciples, as I read. Why speak thou unto them in parables? The disciple went to Christ Jesus and he asked him, why do you speak to these guys in parables? We don't understand that sometimes when we are in our closed doors, you speak to us in a plain language. But when you see this group of people that we call the church, you speak to them in parables. The parable of the sower. It was in parables. But when they went into the secrets, God began to open up the secret unto them. So this is the apostles asking Christ Jesus this particular question. That, Christ Jesus, why do you speak to these people in parables? In the verse 11, this is the answer Christ gave to them. He answered and said unto them, and they smiled. He said, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. It is given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it is not given. By the wisdom of God through revelation, you've got to understand that the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is shared to only the confidants of Christ Jesus. The confidants of Christ Jesus. A confidant is a person who you discuss and entrust your private secrets with. And I'm excited to announce to you that the special grace of God has located you. You have been shortlisted and be among the confidants of Christ Jesus to listen to the seven divine mysteries of supernatural supply in the year 2023 in the name of Jesus. You need to understand. When it comes to the confidants of Christ Jesus, he gathered them and he said, I'm going to give you, decode the mysteries that is associated with the kingdom of heaven. There are secrets in the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible terms that mysteries. So he said, I'm going to demystify this particular mysteries unto you because you are my confidant. But when it comes to the church, because most of them are not mature at the level that you are, I have imparted you. I have poured oil upon you. I have prayed for you. So you have matured in the things of the kingdom of heaven. But those who have come just yesterday, just today, they are babies in Christ Jesus. They are babies in the kingdom of heaven. So we cannot entrust the secret of the kingdom of heaven unto them. That is what Jesus said unto them. Today I'm going to deal with seven divine mysteries to supernatural supplies. Seven divine mysteries. You need this particular mystery. Listen. If you are watching me right now, the Lord has shortlisted your name for you to receive this particular knowledge pertaining to supernatural supply this particular year. I pray for whoever that you are watching me right now, that may your spirit be in tune with the word of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. There came a point in our spiritual journey when we must no longer sit and wait. Instead, we need to stand and walk boldly in God's purpose for our life. We have to progress towards the blessings and provision He has shown us in the supernatural realm. You got to gravitate towards the blessing that God has shown you in the year 2023 in the supernatural realm. It is housed in the supernatural realm, and you have to gravitate towards it. You have to perceive it, and until it manifests, you have not received whatever that the Lord promised you on January 1st, 2023. I pray for whoever that they are watching here, that this particular year, this mystery will open a door for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Furthermore, in order to experience supernatural supply this year, you need to connect to the manifest promises of God as you stretch your faith. First, you got to stretch your faith this year. Stretch your faith. Go all out for God this particular year. Work the word. You need to get a particular pen. Get a book. Write down scriptures. Work the word. And as you work the word, the word will also work on your spiritual life. And you will understand the mysteries associated with the kingdom of heaven. And allow the Spirit to lead you into overflowing abundance of your spirit, your soul, and your body. This particular year, there is an overflow. I see an overflow coming in somewhere November 2023. There is an overflow for you. So make sure that you receive whatever the heaven has for you this particular year. And you will testify about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm going to outline the seven mysteries of supernatural supply. The seven divine mysteries of the supernatural supply. The first mystery is the mystery of divine vision. The mystery of divine vision. The mystery of divine vision. There is an entire realm of supernatural abundance just waiting for you to explore and put to work in your life. Quickly turn the Bible with me to Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. It's a call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. What the Lord is going to show you this year comes in two folds. It is great and it is mighty. Coming in its existence of greatness, you can't even hold it. Then for you to escalate to mightiness, you can't even stand against it. He said, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. See, the people that came under the feet of Christ Jesus, whilst he was preaching the sermon, they never knew anything about the kingdom of heaven. But when the apostles entered into the confident room of Christ Jesus, he began to unveil the mysteries unto them. I need to understand that one of the mysteries that is associated with supernatural supply this year is for you to know your divine vision, for you to have a divine vision concerning something. A divine vision. The mystery of divine vision. Don't take this message for light. There are several hidden things that has not been made known to you, except you inquire of the Lord and adhere to the instructions and directions given to you through visions and revelations. So divine visions, it will bear out visions, and it will bear out what? Revelations. But you need directions to get what? Your destination. Everybody needs direction to walk on the right path of their destiny, and divine vision holds the potential keys to unlock and demystify the mystery of supernatural supply. Divine vision, it holds the key. It is one of the most powerful keys. Remember, we are dealing with the seven divine mysteries of supernatural supply. The seven divine mysteries of the supernatural supply. The second mystery is the mystery of the seed. The mystery of the seed. Many people have been waiting for God to move in their lives. But He is waiting for us to move in faith towards His promises. God has been waiting for very long for you to move in faith towards His promises. We must activate what He has spoken to us about through the seed of faith, or risk losing the opportunity. Quickly turn the Bible with me to Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. I read, "While the earth remained, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." They shall not cease. Seed sowing is the process of planting a seed for the purpose of growth and development. The purpose of seed is for growth and development. I pray and I pronounce the release of your growth and the release of your development. Now let me locate you this particular year. Whilst you are studying about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, let it come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God uses the law of sowing and reaping to extend His blessings unto His people. On the other hand, some seeds can be porous before God, like that of Cain. Some seed can attract curses. Some seeds can even compound one's problem when they are done out of greediness and stinginess. Greediness and stinginess. In these days, God is opening untapped abundance for restoration, healing, deliverance, relationship, finances, creative idea, and more through seed sowing. I pray that you understand this particular concept in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to understand that, child of God, we are dealing with the seven divine mysteries to supernatural supply. The seven divine mysteries to the supernatural supply. We are on the third mystery. That is the mystery of working with angels. God's abundance is waiting for you and I. There isn't a single area of your life for which God does not have a promise of victory. He has proclaimed breakthroughs, blessings, miracles, capabilities, empowerment, advancement, signs and wonders, healing and deliverance unto us this particular year. And He is waiting for us to tap into all these things. God is looking for men and women who will rise up to the occasion and choose to receive every promise He has given to us. Furthermore, you got to understand that every pronouncement made in the corridors of heaven by God is enacted into law or enforced into being by the angelic forces of heaven. You can turn the Bible with me to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13, I read. "But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thee thy enemy thy footstool?" In the verses 14, "Are they not all ministering spirit sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation?" Who shall be heirs of salvation? One thing that you got to understand, that angels are sent to only those who are heirs of the salvation. In a battle that we face against the kingdom of darkness, God has not left us without help. We fight from a position of victory in Christ Jesus. We have spiritual weapons and armor to use against every attack of the enemy and to the advancement of the kingdom of God. And we also have another source of aid, and that's angels. That is our source of aid, angels. Three things that is associated with angelic ministry is that they visit, intervene, and assist the heirs of salvation. That is why some say, "I had an angelic visitation." Others will make a pronouncement that I had an angelic intervention. Others will also say that I had an angelic assistance pertaining to this particular topic. That is how angels work. angels are portrayed throughout the Bible fulfilling various roles, from beginning messages, from bringing messages, helping in battles, giving protection, strengthening people, and many more. In order for you to understand angelic ministry, you must first work on your divine coordinates and alignment in order to suit that of the angel assigned to you to implement the commands of God pertaining to supernatural supplies in your life. That is what I needed to understand. So we dealt with 7 divine mysteries to supernatural supply. And we have dealt with the first 3. That is a part 1, 7 divine mysteries. Wait for the second part. My name is Reverend Benizar Sari Asumi. And I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry, Accra, Ghana. Have a lovely day.